Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
I still like that a lot.
I do.
I like that Bubba is singing along with it.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's so catchy.
Yes, welcome to the podcast, the voice you're hearing now. This is Big D. As we go around the room, let's introduce you to everyone who's here with us.
Hi, I'm Bubba. I fell off the wagon. No, I've just
which wagon? There's so many wagons could fall off of.
It was a little red wagon.
Is it the no cussing wagon, the no bad eating wagon, the drinking wagon?
This is Patrick, by the way. I've been on the good eating wagon for, this is my fourth day in a row.
We'll talk about
that
in a second.
That's why you've been so angry.
Let's introduce you to our guest. We don't always have a guest. Bubba thinks that we should always have a guest on the podcast.
I like having a guest because it's just fun.
Because Bubba doesn't like to talk to us. That's what it is.
No, I'll tell you why. Because the podcast, if it's just the three of us, is short. It's never over 22 minutes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that either.
People like a podcast. People like, if you're listening to a podcast, it's usually because you're doing a project or you're doing something and you just want that thing going on in the background. You want to be part of the conversation. So I like a longer podcast.
Well, I think some people like the shorter one. That's what my wife says. let's go and introduce you to Corey, our friend Corey.
Hey, Corey!
Hello, everybody.
Corey is an interesting bird. Corey is a guy. He's just a friend of mine. He's just a friend. He'll call.
We met him on Twitter. That's right. We had a tweet up.
And so we I'm going to respond to a text. He came in and worked some behind the scenes stuff with us on
a
TV
thing. Can
we say
what? Yeah. He was funny on Twitter. We said, hey, come write with us on a TV project we were working on. And we became friends from there on. And it's kind of cool. He and I go out to the restaurants. You know, like the Hooters, Twin Peaks variety type thing. And by the way, tonight we got boys' night.
Boys' night.
Yep. So me, you, and my son can go and have some
wings. I might
even
bring a son.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
not?
There you go.
I got a couple.
Big D, you going to bring your boys?
No.
Patrick, would you like to join us?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, there it goes.
I appreciate the hospitality you having me here, Bubba. You know. D doesn't like to have guests that much. I'm a good guest too. Now, I mean, I put the seat down when I use the bathroom.
Yes, you do. He even gave us a plunger once whenever we first moved
into this
building.
That's where that came
from. That plunger is Corey, and we left all the little tassels and decorative stuff you put on there.
Yeah, one day we're gonna regret leaving the tassels and ribbons.
Well,
it's like rhythmic gymnastics when you're plunging the toilet.
All the streamers go flying around.
That's great. I want to see that. But yeah, so we became friends with Corey, and Corey came in to join us and hang out. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's at Corey. At Corey Duke
with a K.
K O R R Y D U K E. You can also follow us at Big D and Bubba.
So Patrick, what's up with your good eating?
Okay, so I'm in. I'm counting calories. I'm eating whole foods.
When you say counting calories, you're just counting them or are you restricting them?
Well, I'm counting them and restricting them.
Okay.
I'll never forget what my doctor told me several years ago. That if you're not counting calories, you're eating too many. And you know what? That's been true my whole life. If I go a day without counting calories, I'm eating too many.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
He had like a demon coming
out of
his throat.
A little demon noise there.
A little burp gurgle.
I'm glad that's on tape on the podcast.
What spurred this? What spawned this?
The burgle.
Well, I have 4 months from like today till I have to get on a plane and fly to Frankfurt, Germany to be in a wedding.
You're afraid they're going to charge you for two seats?
No, I know I can fit in one seat, but seriously.
Can I have an extension, please?
It is uncomfortable for Corey.
Can I have an additional row?
How tall are you, Corey?
6 foot.
Okay, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm the same height. But it's his size, an average size. It's uncomfortable to sit in an airplane seat for 11 hours.
It is. I'm 200 pounds, and I just was on an airplane 2 weeks ago. First thing I did was lift both the arms up when I sat down.
Let's flip this way. That way you're louder. Let's pull it that way, that way. Yeah.
And then I just dared the person to put it back down.
Yeah, the thought of me sitting on an airplane seat for 11 hours is terrifying.
Well, you don't like airplanes anyway.
No, it does stink, man. I've been there. We were on a commercial flight a couple of weeks ago, and
it was the worst. You're talking about that new, it was a Southwest flight, and they have one of their new planes with the new interiors, which is nice and swanky and everything. But the problem is, I always sit to the back of the plane, because to me, that's the safest part of a plane if it crashes. You know, because
really?
What do you see in an airplane crash? You always see the tail. That's where I want to be, brother.
I always sit there because the bathroom's in the back.
Can you clear your throat? It's driving me crazy.
Excuse me. How do I sound now?
You sound beautiful.
That's better.
But yeah, so I sit in the back and all that. Well, the problem is, on the new interior of the Southwest thing, the way they have it done is there's a big gap between the back seat and the wall. So you can't lean your head comfortably up against it. It's like you have to lean like an extra 3 inches, and you end up waking up after a long flight with a crick in your neck. It's not cool.
That's
first world problems
right there.
Yep.
You sleep on flights like that?
Oh, dude.
Bubba sleep in a plane? It could be like, a 45-minute flight, and Bubba will fall asleep.
Well, I do it on purpose, though, because I don't sleep a lot at night. So I grab little combat naps all the time in the middle of life. And if I get on an airplane, I promise you, and Big D can attest to this, I am asleep before they close the cabin door. And I wake up when the wheels touch the ground. And then I go back to sleep until somebody nudges me and goes, sir, you've got to go.
My favorite thing is Bubba will sleep, but he acts like he's not asleep. Like, we'll be in the plane, and he falls asleep immediately. And then I will, when we're flying, like we're in my plane, and we have headsets on. So he can hear, but he sleeps right through it. And then I'll ask a question, and he won't respond. And so I'll just let him sleep. And then something, turbulence or something, he'll wake up, and he'll go, yeah, so I was just, guess we should, I was going to put something on Facebook about. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you even trying to play this whole charade with
play
me?
Play it off like he was just resting his eyes.
Yeah, because I was like, because you know, like, just seconds before you told me about your idea about Facebook, you said.
You know, that's my dad quality. Every dad does that. Like, you know, your dad does it too.
My dad. Dude, my dad, when I remember when I was just graduated high school, and I was driving back and forth to college, and I had 2 flat tires going back to college one weekend. That's awful. Like, the worst. Like, whoever has 2 flat tires?
At the same
tires?
Time or
no,
in the same
back,
weekend?
No, same, like, 5 miles apart from each other.
Oh, my goodness.
And I changed it. It went 5 miles down the road, and then, boom, another one. And so I call my dad, and it's 2 a.m, and he answers the phone. Hello?
Like he's never been sleeping?
Yo, he's awake. I'm like, hey, Dad, are you awake? No, I was sleeping. What's up? Like, who has that talent?
Randy. Remember Randy used to do that?
Randy did
have
that.
Guy we used to work with. We would call him at 4:20 in the morning, and he would be like, hello? Hey, what's going on, man? And you're like, were you awake? No, I'm just, you woke me up.
What's going on?
What can I do?
Huh? And his voice isn't weird or anything.
Well, he had a raspy voice anyway, so it was kind of like a sleep voice, like, hello, you know. So you never really
knew.
Yeah,
you really know.
But the energy was there, and that was just, you can't do that. You can't wake
That's
up with energy.
That's a pretty good impression of Randy, though.
Isn't having odd sleep patterns part of being a dad altogether?
Yeah,
no, it's part of being a mom. No. I slept through all that.
My parents just visited. They were just at my house for a couple of days, and my stepdad, he is. He's just done one of those sleep study things, and they gave him the sleep apnea mask.
Oh, yeah.
And he scared the heck out of me. He came. I was, like, cleaning out something in my garage, and he comes out. It's, like, 10 o'clock at night. He'd already been in bed for 3 hours because he's, you know, old. But he comes out because he remembered he had a gun in the car, and he didn't want to leave it out in the car. So he comes walking through my garage with the sleep mask on. He looks like Darth Vader in the chamber. And then he's holding a gun.
It's Bane from Batman rolling through your garage.
Come here, Batman.
That's great.
It's a good image of the guy in the sleep apnea mask holding
pull your
a gun
phone
in your
out
garage.
And just take a picture next time.
How do you not take a picture of that? He was probably wearing either pajamas or, like, you know, just his underwear and a t-shirt.
Oh, no. He was sleeping, like, in his jeans and a t-shirt.
Wow. I wish I could do that. I can't sleep in jeans. I've done it before where I've
fallen asleep. What do y'all wear when you sleep?
Do you really want to know?
You don't want to know.
Don't.
It depends. No, it depends. I have no problem. I'll tell you. I mean, it depends on what's going on. If my kids are, you know, you can tell before you go to bed whether or not your kids are going to wake up usually. And on those instances, probably just either underwear or a pair of shorts. But like if there's no kids at home, I go au naturel because, dude, it's so rare as an adult with children to be able to sleep naked. I take advantage of it every chance I get.
Patrick, what do you do? What do you wear?
When I have Evangeline, I wear shorts to sleep. And when I'm in my house alone, butt naked.
Yeah. There's something beautiful. That's why.
Everyone try to get that image out of your head.
There's nothing beautiful
about
that.
Do not think about Patrick's
before,
butt.
I'm just saying, before you guys start ripping on this and all that, there's something about it. I don't know about you, but whenever we go to, when we go like visit radio stations and all that, we stay in hotels. And that to me is the greatest thing. Big D stays at people's houses. I'm like, I don't want to stay at somebody's house. I want my own bathroom and I want my own privacy so I can walk around naked in
my room. Bubba wants to walk around naked in a hotel room.
So freeing, and there's something relaxing about being naked. I don't know why.
What do you do, Corey?
Oh, I mix it up. You know, I mean, sometimes I pass out, and there's lots of clothes on me. Sometimes there's not. The one thing I can't do is sleep with socks. If you can sleep with socks, you're probably a sociopath.
Yeah, I agree.
I can sleep with socks. Dudes, I don't like when my foot pops out.
That counts for dudes because I find women usually sleep with socks on. Like, that's more normal. Girls
really?
All want, oh, my, yeah, my ex-wife slept with socks on, but now that you mention it.
I'm usually the one who sleeps with socks on in my house. I forgot about the sock thing.
You're the scariest person in this room.
Yeah.
Of all the people in this room, who do you think would be the one who has a body in a freezer at their house?
Patrick.
What?
That's my vote. Patrick gets my
vote. It's not Bubba because he's got cookie dough in his.
I wouldn't want to spoil it.
I mean, think about it. Of all four of us in here, who do you see as the one who leads
closest,
a double life?
Who's closest to Dexter?
Yeah. Who's the Dexter?
I know who drives his car.
It's always going to be me because I drive the same car as Dexter.
I'm going to say the sociopath, the double life,
D,
is me.
Yeah, you know. You fit all the bills. Mm-hmm. No, you live.
He's that guy. You know, they're with him. He's like, he was the best neighbor ever. I can't believe this happened.
You're absolutely right.
He was so quiet. And
I mean, there was the one property line dispute on where we mowed, but other than that, he's been a great mower, a great neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of walking around naked, just for a second, I'm rejoining the gym, and every time it shocks me, every time I've been away from the gym for a few months or a year or whatever, and I start going again, always surprised by old dudes and how comfortable they are walking around in a public gym locker room completely naked.
We already covered this a minute ago. When there's no children around, there's something about...
Yeah, but no.
But it comes with age. Like, I wouldn't do that now. And I sure wouldn't have done it as younger. But I think as I get older, you know, I could see me putting my toe in that water.
I'm just getting to the age where I'm comfortable enough to just walk naked from the locker to the shower and back. Like, I can... 10 years ago, I wouldn't have done that. I'd have covered myself up just to walk across the room. But old men will do things in the locker room naked that I don't do in my own home naked because I have respect for my furniture.
Like, what have you seen? Because I don't know. I don't go to the gym, so.
I just say, old men will shave in the mirror and stand there while they're shaving their face, but they're naked.
So they lean up against the counter with all their junk and everything?
Yeah, I don't do that at home. Do you do that at home when you're standing in your bathroom at home? When you're shaving, do you shave butt naked?
No.
No. Nobody does.
I got to cover up before I get any razors out.
No.
I mean, anything
just
can happen.
Just out of safety. The worst part is that old men will talk to each other completely naked. It's bad enough they talk to you, but they'll stand there and talk to each other, and it's two old dudes having a conversation butt naked. And it doesn't matter what you're talking about at that point because your junk is swinging in the wind. I don't see how you can. I could look if you were naked right now. I couldn't
swinging in the wind.
Swinging.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about old dudes. I'm just saying. Use your imagination.
Well, you got to remember, skin is elastic, and after a while, it just kind of—it's like having those elastic pants that just pretty much they lose all their bounce. They don't go back; they just stay loose and long. And
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter what you're saying. If you were naked right now, I couldn't take you seriously, and I couldn't look at you. I'd be looking. I'd be looking this way, going, "What?
How about this? Can you talk to somebody through the bathroom door when you know what they're doing in there?"
Yeah,
I have a real problem.
Or do you talk while you're in there to somebody?
I don't like being the one in there. Bubba will come and talk.
You mean like
to
in
me
a public
while I'm
bathroom?
In the bathroom here?
Anywhere.
It doesn't bug me.
I don't like it. I'm like, dude, don't talk to me.
If I'm in a public bathroom,
okay, your wife, does she shut the door or leave it open, like in your personal bathroom, the master bath at home?
You know what she does is she will leave the door open, and then when she hears that someone's coming into the room, or like she'll close the door.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really small one, a small bathroom, so maybe it's a, I don't know, claustrophobia thing. But if I'm in a public bathroom and I'm doing number two,
yeah,
and there's someone next to me, I don't mind talking to them.
I talk to them all the time. I sometimes will sit there and have a conversation with somebody in the toilet next to me, and then I'll sit there and talk to them and answer questions and all that. And at the very end of the conversation, I'll go, "Okay, dude, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye." And I'll act like I'm hanging up.
Okay.
And then that person will be like, it makes them feel dumb because they think they've been having a conversation with me, yet I've been talking to somebody on the phone.
No, but
one of us you think is a sociopath. Let's ask that question again.
I like having fun with people.
I do too. Well, I mean, I texted you a picture one day. I was in a public restroom, and there was a guy next to me, sitting down, pants around his ankles, and he had Grinch underwear. And you can see it from where I was sitting. So I obviously took a picture and sent it to Bubba right away.
Because that's what you're supposed to do in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, he was doing thing too.
Didn't I say something like, dude, talk to him about it or something? Like, I don't know.
What was that game that you guys were doing for a while there that you wanted me to be a part of? It was something.
Name That Cut?
No, something else.
The thing with the meat.
Remember no, it was that? Like a like you guys would send random pics to each other, and you had to do something with it.
Oh, that was
was it an app?
I forgot the name of that game. I bet I still have it on my thing because
I don't know.
It was that game with Katie and all them that we were playing. You remember?
I don't remember.
There's a lot of.
Don't tell me what I remember.
I know you remember.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a game that you guys want me to be a part of. I don't know if you remembered it or not.
I'm looking. Yeah, we play that bout game.
Oh yes.
Yes, where you play the little thing in the photos.
There's
going.
Like a topic, and everyone takes the best picture of that topic that represents it best.
Almost a year ago, by the way, since we've done that. I'm just now.
That was really short-lived.
Removing that from my.
It's a lot of those apps. You think I looked at my phone the other day, and all the apps that I don't even use. There's tons of. I have pages on my phone that I don't
use.
I'm an app hoarder.
You keep them all?
Yeah. Well.
Or do you categorize them? You're like, okay, these are all the photograph stuff.
No,
you put them all
they're
in
all
one.
Jumbled all over the place.
Yeah, and
it's more fun that way.
Hey, I want to ask you guys something. My dad sent me a text the other day,
which is amazing in itself.
That is amazing.
He said something, and I couldn't figure out what it meant. He said, "Okay, this is I'm reading it word for word. One more river to cross! ! One more mountain to climb. One more week to wait. Oh, I'm so sorry. All of the above is TS. LOL."
Your dad sent that to you?
What does that mean?
Too soon? TS, too soon?
All the above is...
I don't know.
Wow.
That didn't make any sense.
That's really weird. It's almost
very
like some of that...
cryptic.
It's like haiku.
Sounds like we found our sociopath.
Dad, what's in your freezer?
I mean, who?
Jimmy.
You know what I get from my dad every morning for about the last 6 weeks? My dad has lost like 30 pounds.
Oh.
So every morning I get like, well, let's see. Yesterday, 168.0. Blood pressure, 122.74.56. Miles walked, 11.38.
Oh, is that an automatic thing that he's doing?
No, this is manual. He every morning, weighs himself, blood pressure, and then he walks.
And he sends it to you?
And he sends it to me, yeah.
Dude,
maybe Patrick should do that. He should send it to us. It would keep him motivated, and we'd be interested in his life.
Dude, you're 1 week away from your dad sending you pictures of his poo.
How do you know that hasn't already happened?
And there it is. There is the weekly podcast reference to poop.
Dude, you're a little late. We already talked about number two.
Yeah, but it was fleeting.
Several times.
What are you doing? Did you find that app?
Have you ever weighed yourself before and after, Patrick?
I'm deleting apps off of my things that are tied to my Facebook that I've never touched.
Oh,
iHeartRadio.
Deauthorizing.
Gone. Them. All that junk gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we were talking to the other day, Corey, about somebody who's in my family who puts her, who automatically goes and puts herself tagged in pictures on my Facebook.
She tags herself in your pictures?
And she's not even in it.
But I already
pictures
told
of his kids.
I already told him what it is, his family members who want to tag themselves so that picture pops up on their page. So that their friends can see it and go, look here.
They want easy access to it. When they log in, they can go right to the pictures that they want.
Don't you think it's
see.
A little?
Yes.
I understand that that's the reason you're doing it.
I think it's super creepy, but
I don't even think it's appropriate. Like, I just don't. I just.
Untag her.
I do it
all the time. My wife will post a picture of the kids, and I will go and tag myself in those pictures so I can get to those pictures like you were talking about. Yeah. I think it's cool. I have no problem with it.
If I went and tagged myself on your kids' pictures, would you have a problem with that?
That's creepy.
But that's creepy. You're not his family.
I'm closer. Yeah, I'm basically his family. I spend more time with him than he does his wife.
That is true.
That's a little bit sad.
It is sad.
I've slept in a hotel with him a couple times.
Didn't you guys share a room on one of the recent trips?
Yeah,
Super Bowl. Oh, right. Yeah, sorry about that. That was on me.
And you know, that actually went fine because we didn't spend much time in there.
That's true. You were out busy the whole time.
Yeah. But he did hang around the room in his boxers, and they're not like boxers like normal people wear that are kind of loose and stuff. They're tight, and you can
boxer
see
briefs. They're boxer briefs,
and
you man. Can,
and then he sits and he puts one leg up to where I can see everything.
No.
Now imagine.
Dude, I saw every outline. It's like taking your junk and then taking a sheet and just putting it real tight around it. And where you
He's
can just
totally
see,
making this up. I'm letting you know.
You put your foot up like that again? This is exactly how the old men stand and talk to each other in the gym. So
they
it's
sit,
no
they
different.
Sit like this because it's more comfortable.
Jockey shorts. At least.
At least.
Could have been swinging in the breeze.
I'm thinking about going back to whitey tidies.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I would, but my thighs are so big that I rub. Mm-hmm. And then you chafe.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Oh,
because
your legs rub each other?
Yeah. I have big thighs.
I just like the way the whitey tighties feel. I know they're goofy looking and junk.
Boxer briefs,
dude. I don't care what it looks like.
Boxer briefs are the best. It's the best of both. It's the best.
Those are a little too tight,
though.
You
can't do tighty whiteys. It's almost like girl underwear.
Hey, don't they make tidy whities, but like in different colors? Like, don't they make them in black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they got all colors.
But the tidy whities have like a certain kind of feel. And I don't see multicolored tidy whitey exact same style. I don't. I've never seen that.
Yeah, you could buy a pack of that style of underwear, but it'll have like green and black and gray or red.
See, tidy whities are granny panties for boys. That's all they are. You can't do that.
Yeah. Some people pull it off, I guess. I don't know.
There's nothing worse as a turnoff to see your wife in granny panties. Well, seriously.
I'm not saying nothing. This man ventured into territory. I can't believe you said that. Of course, I'm guessing she doesn't
listen. I told
her.
How long does a pair of white underwear last you? Let me ask you that question.
Years. What do you mean?
It doesn't ever get to the point where you're like, ooh, I hope no one sees my underwear.
Well,
no.
Who's going to see your underwear?
For like, what do you mean? Like brown stuff?
He looks like...
You get his maintenance wipe that, man. I mean, if you have...
Oh, my God.
If you're having problems with stainage on your white underwear...
I'm not having problems
then
with
your problem
white
isn't
underwear.
Your underwear. The problem is that your dad never told you how to wipe your butt. Right?
I'm looking on
Dude,
the
that's
internet.
Just mean. My dad wasn't around when I was learning.
Okay. All right.
Well. By the way, Big D, I found a bunch of underwear for you. I'll send this to you. They're basically pouches. They make your stuff look more impressive.
Oh my God.
So whenever you're at the house and you're walking around your bedroom, your wife might see that.
Yeah, but that's a you're going to find out the
I think
truth.
I think
it's underwear for average size guys to make, you know, and you're
whatever.
Well, how you do you can know get if some, I'm average? What does that mean?
Just, you said it earlier. I'm just making sure that I spread the love
I
here.
I didn't say anything earlier.
Now, did you open that? Open that link.
I'm not opening that
link.
Oh,
you must.
It looks like, no, because it looks like porn.
Well, I had to actually close it, but the bad thing is now I opened it, and every time I go to any web page, I'm going to have all these underwear ads showing up.
And Twitter are going to keep trying to sell you
men's underwear.
Underwear with padding.
It's not too early to start thinking about next Valentine's Day. You could get some of those underwear and do a glamour shot at the mall in them.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golly, dudes are so gross. I'm just looking at this picture of this guy you sent me.
I thought you weren't going to open that.
I already did. I mean, I'd already done
it. Couldn't help it.
And guys are just gross. We're just gross looking. Like, women are, women are attractive. Like, with the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you don't. They don't even have to be, super shape. You know what I mean? Just women just in general. All shapes and sizes.
I actually
like guys, we're just gross.
I actually like curves. Like, a lot of people are into fitness models and all. Like, Stacy, my wife, is, you know, she's working out hardcore. And I'm like, stay soft. Just stay soft for me. I think it's great if you got muscles, lady. Ladies, I think it's cool. But don't go overly muscly. Stay a woman.
To be honest with you, unless they're taking steroids or testosterone, I don't think they're going to get. They can't naturally get crazy huge.
Yeah, but they can get ripped. And I think if you
too
get
lean.
Yeah, if you get ripped, like, we've got a friend of ours. I'm not mentioning any names, but she's amazingly beautiful.
Just say it.
No, I'm not gonna.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna
say the name.
I'm not gonna
say the name.
I'm not gonna. But yeah, I mean, she's beautiful, but I wish she was a little softer. I think she would be more beautiful, as you know.
I think
people say that about me a lot.
Yeah,
too ripped.
They're like, golly,
wish I was just a little softer.
I definitely, I know what you're talking about. There, I went to school with a girl who was like that, super lean and ripped. We called her Chicken McNuggets because her calves looked like two chicken nuggets. It was disgusting.
Like, it was just, you saw every little
cut. Like, you could see her veins.
Dude, John is here. We should bring John into the podcast.
John's here. Bring him in.
I'm gonna go get him.
The thing I don't like is when people have you can see not the veins but the lines in their skin in their chest, men and women. I don't get that you have so little body fat and water content in your skin for your skin to get that taut. That's not natural. I say that, of course, because I'm a big fat guy and. Yeah.
You know what I want? I want those little muscles that point to your stuff. Hey, John, grab this microphone, dude.
Hey, John. He doesn't want to be on the podcast. He's a girl.
I want to. Dude, on the podcast. Grab the mic. I want those muscles that point, you know, the ones that are right here by your waistline that point to your stuff. That's like the ultimate.
I'm telling you right now, none of us are ever going to have
that. I wish you could have that and develop that even as an overweight guy.
No.
Because there's got to be a way, dude. There's got to be a
way. No, you just get too much padding on top of it. Hey, that's John, everyone. John is...
John, pull the microphone up.
Hello?
Well, maybe you shouldn't be on the podcast. John is another friend of ours. John and I were going to go get some coffee, and he's just joining us. He's a little...
technically challenged.
No, John is more technically inept, or no.
No, savvy.
Savvy than all of us put together.
Well, these headphones are kicking his butt.
Yeah, he's having a hard time putting headphones on.
That's just his general reluctance to be part of this, I see.
Why do you not want to be on this?
He's watching the timer. He's trying to see if he can wait it out and see if the podcast will be over before he gets him hooked up.
John is a video guru. He does all things digital. And
he's just really smart. He's
an amazing man, John. Put your headphones on, dude.
Thank you.
Come on, dude. Join the party.
I'm here. All right.
All right. There you go. All right. John's got a wife, and what are you looking for?
I gotta get my connection.
The headphone adapter.
Is this where it goes?
Yeah, it goes into a little headphone jack.
Yeah. All right.
John,
what kind of underwear do you wear, Joe?
Welcome to this podcast.
I'm more of a mesh boxer type.
Okay.
Mesh boxer?
I've never heard of mesh boxers. What's that?
What are mesh boxers?
They're mesh material.
Mesh.
Really? Like, yeah. Like with the little holes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like those nice shirts we wore in the 80s that were like that mesh shirts?
I never wore those.
Well, us, I mean,
you think
by
they make
society.
Mesh, do they make mesh boxers in triple XL? That's the question.
I'm actually typing in mesh. Is this a real deal or am I like just about to get spammed? You don't wear this. You do not.
God.
Oh my God. You do not.
Okay. I have to look now.
You do not wear that. What?
No.
You do not wear that.
John.
John.
John is desperately looking for a way out of this conversation.
Do you go with colors or do you go with like the plain? Oh, look at the back.
Oh, no. No, no, don't look at the back.
Whatever you do for the death of Jesus, don't look at the back.
What I love the most about these is you never have to take them off to number two. Oh, wow.
What? It's like having a hairnet on your butt.
This whole thing is they're like hairnet box.
Those things look like they have like a cup holder built in when you play softball.
Oh my sweet Lord. You are a stallion. You can pull that off. Do you get them wet and they just fall apart?
They disintegrate.
They're like made out of fruit roll-ups. By the way, those are the dumbest things
I've
ever.
I've seen those. They sell those underwear made out of fruit roll-ups.
Those are the dumbest things ever.
That is some nasty stuff. I'm just saying. I get it. It's edible. I get it. The last thing I want to do is eat something that you were literally wearing. They're sexy, and then they're just creepy. That is just creepy.
The only thing is that like fruit. What was the last time you made fruit roll-ups? Like when you're 8. So that's a memory that you get is like, 8-year-old.
Oh my God, you're wearing fruit roll-up underwear.
And you can't sweat if you wear them. That's the problem,
too.
Because
you know it'll stick to you. Yeah. You know that.
You like have to plan like for the very last moment and slip them on.
You can't sweat in those. They look like they're water-soluble.
Oh, these little mesh. Do you really wear mesh underwear?
No.
Oh. Dude, look at the back.
How did you even know to say that?
Back.
That's what gets me.
Yeah, how did you know that was a thing? Because notice, there's 5 of us in here, and the other 4 of us were all like, what? That's a thing? Yeah.
Yeah, you better not say anything.
I'm glad you came into the podcast here.
That was fantastic.
That was great.
That was really worth everything.
Make sure today, sometime you Google mesh.
Don't. No, it's not safe for work or kids.
Oh, yes. No.
Yeah, when they have to put the word censored and a little flash of light over the underwear, then you know that there's things that you shouldn't be looking
for. Is this the first podcast that has caused you to delete your browser history?
I just looked on something on Facebook, and there it is. I've got boxers showing up in my little goodness. Ad.
Oh, that's – well, I hate that thing that now that technology does that.
Dude, think about what the government thinks. Because when we're in the studio, we Google all kinds of dumb, crazy stuff.
Mesh underwear. Tell me about it.
Yeah, just things that you wouldn't normally not do. We
those suggested likes. Go and like this page.
Yeah. We don't care.
Is there a Facebook page dedicated to mesh underwear?
I'll find
mesh
out.
Boxers?
Oh, I bet there is.
Oh, it's gotta
I bet they're Friends of Mesh Boxers Organization. You can become a member of their club.
I don't see
once
one.
A month.
Well,
you get a
and
new...
I feel like we should create one. Oh, no, wait, no.
Yeah, we should totally sign someone up for
but
that.
But it'll do a web search, and you can find it there, and then you get to...
There's a couple of radio people I would like to sign up for the Mesh Underwear Club. Just have it go straight to their office.
You know, we did that one time. We had we quit a job years ago, and we had a boss that we worked for who was into watching guys fight. Remember that? He would like, hey, I want you to wrestle this guy. And that's how he talked. I want you to wrestle this guy.
It was
so
weird.
Yeah, we didn't think anything of it, but apparently that was his fetish. So when we left, we ordered him a prescription to Playgirl. And
a prescription? Yes.
Did I say prescription?
You said
yes,
prescription.
You did, Dad.
Never mind. My story's not even funny anymore.
No, it was not as funny as
prescription. I ruined it with prescription.
You became the joke.
That is something that's fun to do, though. My ex-wife didn't have much of a sense of humor, but one of the funny things she did was her brother was a good old boy, drives a pickup truck, spends every weekend out of the deer stand, the whole thing. She would just send him at work. She would send him subscriptions.
Prescriptions?
To you get like a 2-week trial subscription to magazines, and she would sign up for him and put his name and his work address, and he would get like Family Circle or Red Book or Mademoiselle or whatever. And every other week, he'd get a new free magazine in the mail at work.
She's being nice. She was being easy on him.
Well, I mean, you don't get free subscriptions to Playgirl, I think, probably.
No, I think you have to pay for that to clear it.
Yeah. I can think of a few people.
I have no idea what it costs to get a Playgirl magazine myself.
I'm pretty sure women don't even care for that kind of stuff.
I mean, somebody's if they're does it do they even still make that? Because somebody's buying it.
Are they making it for girls?
Maybe they're not making it for girls.
That was a very South Park voice you had.
This is what happens. By the end of the podcast, we all start going.
It's the stuff we can't really say that we start to say.
Yeah.
Who's it, Tally or Mr. Towel? What's it?
Tally. Don't forget to bring a towel. I don't know why I can do this voice.
We had a guy who used to call us all the time who had a voice
That's right.
Hey, it's Tim.
And he would
Hey, Big D and Bubba, it's Tim. How you doing?
Golly, now, this guy was 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
And probably 300 pounds.
He talked like this the whole time. And he called up one time. And
there was this thing online about these people that caught a fish in Lubbock with had people teeth. And the guy on the thing had the same voice. He's like,
it had paper teeth.
So every time this guy would call, we'd be like, hey, Tim, did you find the fish with people teeth?
Huh? I don't know what that means.
It had paper teeth.
Do you guys want to take a picture with Big T and Papa?
Didn't you go to a thing one time?
And we're at a fair in Ohio.
He became your agent came out all there, of a sudden.
He was in a little, was he in a little, like a little rascal?
No, that was the lady that was next to him.
Oh, and so they would just this one, she had to be 600 pounds, and she would roll up, and she would just sit there and just hang out with us, which is fine. But her and him, I don't know if they had a thing going. I don't know what. Boy, it was.
Formed a team.
Weird.
And they were like, I mean, they're just fans of the show, but they were channeling people to us. And, like, people were afraid to tell them no because she was in the rascal.
Hey, you guys listen to Big D and Bubba. And Tim, if you listen to Big D and Bubba, come over here and take a picture with him.
Like, they're walking out to, like...
And she would be like... And she was so... Remember, she was so overbearing. She was like, you better take a picture. It was like talking to Burgess Meredith. You better take a picture with Big D and Bubba Rock.
It was like, weird.
You got paper teeth.
Anyway. That was our life.
That stuff happens all the time. The lady who came up to us one time, mad because she didn't win Kenny Rogers tickets.
Kenny Rogers tickets.
She was cussing us out
for Kenny Rogers.
People,
I remember voices on people, especially when they don't match.
What kind of underwear do you think Kenny Rogers wears?
Tidy whities. No, I think he wears gold lamé silk looking boxers.
I hate to tell you this. I'm going to go with mesh boxers.
I just had a vision of Kenny Rogers and mesh boxers.
And right across the butt, it says, The Gambler.
The Gambler.
Yes.
Or it says, you got to know when to hold. Hey, baby.
Or he's got like Stroker Ace on it.
That is...
Five card stud.
That is seriously... We're not going to get a better joke than you got to know when to hold them.
Got to know when to hold them.
And I think that's...
You can strain your spaghetti with them and everything. They're great. I love those undies.
Hey, I've got to go to work today at McDonald's where I have to wear a hairnet. Oh, this is convenient.
Let me put some holes in it and put my legs through it.
Lady.
I'm your knight in mesh boxers.
And you love it.
Can we get sued for that?
That was probably too much of the melody for iTunes to allow it.
All right.
That was definitely Patrick that did that.
Yes,
it was.
Patrick Thomas.
John, thanks for coming in. Corey, thank you.
Thank you.
For coming in.
You can follow Corey on Twitter at Corey Duke, KORRYDUKE. You can follow all of us on Twitter.
How about John? John, are you on Twitter?
Johnny on Twitter? You want people to follow you on Twitter?
I'm on the tweeters.
All right.
What's your at tweeters?
Do you want that out?
Nope.
No, that's fine.
Hey, Patrick, what's yours?
Patrick Thomas 19.
Big D is Radio Big D.
Do you notice he had to say it? Because I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? That's fine.
I would say radio, Big D Radio, but some other radio guy.
Yeah, some guy in Minneapolis, I think.
I'm going to get some underwear with my Twitter handle embroidered on them.
Dude, mesh ones. Bubba Radio, and of course you can follow
like a cross stitch
the whole show.
Cross
at Big D and Bubba.
Hit it.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.